You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Well, spring training is here, and it is, well, at least very close to being here. It's still time to talk Angels baseball. I'm Dave Raymond with Alden Gonzalez of Angels.com. Alden, how long before you are in Arizona? It's got to be soon.
Yeah, as of this podcast taping, I believe I am about 6 days away from Arizona. And, you know, in some sense, Dave, it seems like, you know, every offseason goes by pretty fast. That's usually how it goes. But the Angels one, it's been weird because they haven't done anything for a while. They haven't, you know, they didn't really make any big additions after they added Andrelton and Simmons. I mean, they went to free agency a bit and they got some players on some cheap contracts, but it's been a while since they made a big move. They got most of what they needed to do done early in the offseason. So I feel like fans have spent these last couple of months either waiting for a left fielder who has yet to arrive and may not arrive, and, you know, waiting for the season to start because, you know, there's been really no movement as far as the Angels are concerned.
You know, obviously that has been kind of a dominating theme this offseason, and of course left field is the position of the ball that jumps to mind. But at the same time, you know, maybe, you know, sometimes there are solutions that come from within. Sometimes you see guys coming back from injury. You think of the Rangers, you know, they'll get Yu Darvish back at some point this year. Tyler Skaggs is a name that maybe we haven't discussed enough this offseason. What do you suppose his opportunity is going to look like this year for the Angels?
Well, I'll tell you what, Dave. Tyler Skaggs is in a really interesting situation. He's only 24 years old. He's still very promising, a left-hander. You know, he's always been one of the top-rated prospects when he was coming up through the system. And he's ready. He's ready to be in the big leagues. He was ready to be in the big leagues in 2014 when he basically won a job in the rotation out of spring training. And he had a pretty solid year. He was 4 2/3 innings into a no-hitter on July 31st of that season. And then he tore his ulnar collateral ligament. Underwent Tommy John surgery, and because he was so young, the Angels ruled him out for the entirety of the following season. That procedure is usually 12 months, and he could have rushed back to come back in September, but they said, look, this guy has a bright future. He's got a high ceiling. He was still only 22, 23 years old at the time. They said, we're going to let him rest the entirety of the 2015 season, which killed Tyler Skaggs to, you know, just have to watch all year, but they wanted to be sure he was healthy, ready to go for the start of 2016. And now, here he is. He was at the Angels Moving Day event today on Thursday at Angels Stadium, ready to go into a spring training where he could be a full participant. He's had a completely normal throwing program. He's ready to go, but you look at the Angels depth chart right now, there is no place for Tyler Skaggs in the rotation. And now that could obviously be looked at as a good thing because, you know, the Angels have been trying for a while now to build some quality starting pitching depth, which they didn't have. And, you know, as we've talked about a few times on this podcast, Dave, the Angels are going into the season now with 8 starters in their rotation. And you start looking at all the guys, it's hard to justify giving a place to Tyler Skaggs on the opening day rotation, no matter how good he looks and no matter how much promise he has and how well he could eventually pitch. Because, I mean, you look down the line, Garrett Richards is the ace right now. Jared Weaver and C.J. Wilson are going to be in the rotation. Andrew Heaney, similar position as Tyler Skaggs. He had a really solid rookie season. I think he's a lock for the rotation. And then you look at Hector Santiago. He made the All-Star team last year. He's had success. He kind of deserves that spot. So, you know, the way it's constructed right now, guys like Matt Shoemaker, Nick Tropiano, another guy who's ready to take his innings at the big league level, and Tyler Skaggs, who this is his time, they don't have a spot. And that's why I keep thinking that at some point, I feel like the Angels are going to trade one of these starting pitchers. And, you know, one thing that Billy Epler said early on in the offseason, and he kind of stuck to it throughout the winter, is, you know, he doesn't want to trade one of his starting pitchers just to trade one because he feels he has too much depth. Because as he said, you feel like you have 8 in November, and then come April 1st, you look up and it's 6 or it's 5. You know, starting pitching depth is very valuable, but they have holes in their lineup. You know, they could use a left fielder. Who knows if they want to upgrade at second base? It's just, it's hard for me to see a scenario, Dave, where the Angels start the season on opening day and you have three quality guys in AAA. I don't think that's going to happen simply because you have young guys who are ready to take their innings, who are ready to take their turns every 5 days. That's the way this was set up. So we'll see what happens. But I just think it's really interesting to see the Tyler Skaggs situation because this is his time to shine, and there's just there doesn't seem to be an opportunity for him right now.
It really is amazing, you know, how sometimes too much of a good thing is too much of a good thing. No one would ever complain about having too much starting pitching. And yet at the same time, as you outlined it there, it does create some issues for this team.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, last year, I think there was all but one American League team, and that was the White Sox, needed at least six starting pitchers to start at least 10 games. Every single team in the American League needed at least 10 starting pitchers to make at least one start. So usually, you know, what ends up making or breaking a team is kind of that starting pitching depth beyond the five in an opening day rotation. And you look at the Angels through the years, they never really had that depth, you know. In 2012, they had this minor league journeyman named Brad Mills. He was their number six guy. You know, obviously, he's kind of been like a 4A pitcher throughout his career. In 2013, fifth highest ERA in the American League. And if you remember back to 2014, Garrett Richards and Tyler Skaggs were lost for the year. You know, for pretty much the last 6 weeks, they had a bullpen day every 5 days. And then you look at last year, Dave, they had to sign, I don't know if you remember, they had to sign Matt Latos. Coming off the most brutal season of his career, he didn't have a team for 2 weeks. They needed to sign him for the last couple of weeks of the season because they just needed starting pitchers. They needed arms. So, you know, the Angels aren't going to complain about starting pitching depth, and they're not just going to part ways with a starting pitching depth that they've worked so hard to build. But I think that depth is going to make spring training really interesting to watch. I think the way that starting rotation shapes up is going to be one of the more compelling storylines, I think, throughout all of the spring training camps.
Well, let me ask you this. You know, we've covered the left field situation ad nauseum. I mean, we hit it every time we chat about how they need it. They haven't been able to find it. It's a difficult situation for them. What is the one thing, though, that they did accomplish this offseason? The one thing that you think really stands out is, like, you know, difference maker potentially for this team.
Well, I think the biggest thing for them was solving shortstop long term. And I know fans scoff at that because, rightfully so, they loved Eric Ibar, and they're not really sure how much better Andrelton Simmons makes them this year compared to Eric Ibar. But solving shortstop long-term like that, it's such an important position. And the fact that they're going to have one of the premier defensive players in the game for the next 5 years at a very reasonable price, when the alternative was either paying Eric Ibar for an extension when he's getting into his mid-30s to late-30s, or just basically having to scrounge for whatever you can get on the waiver wire or minor trades like they have for left field and second base, this is a much better alternative to have been able to solve shortstop long-term the way that they did. I think getting a quality utility infielder, a veteran who has done that before in Cliff Pennington, was big. I think their bench is better. The fact that they'll be able to have a veteran in Cliff Pennington, a veteran catcher in Giovanni Soto, a veteran fourth outfielder in Craig Gentry, who I think, even though he's come off some bad years, he kind of profiled very well for that fourth outfielder job. I think that was very big. I think that was a big accomplishment for the front office. I think the bench was a weak spot. But I think this year what's going to have to carry them is going to be their starting pitching depth. They have to get good starting pitching because right now the lineup as a whole, I don't know that it's a big improvement over last year. Last year they got above average production at only one position, and that was center field, where obviously Mike Trout plays. And he is a huge advantage over everybody, but not even at first base where Albert Pujols plays, or even right field, Cole Calhoun, who's a really solid player. They didn't get above average production there. So it's hard to see right now where the runs are going to come from. I think their starting pitching is going to have to really carry them this season. At least that's what it looks like right now.
Well, we do know this much. You're going to be in Arizona in no time flat. And next time we chat, there's going to be news and information, all sorts of stuff for us to talk about. No more postulating about the off season. We're actually going to get down to nuts and bolts next week, and I really look forward to it, Alden.
Yeah, me too, Dave. We're almost there, man. I can't believe it.
Yep, the finish line beckons. Alden Gonzalez, MLB.com Extras, the Los Angeles Angels edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.